This is Akashvani, the news read by Lalema Aneja Dang. President Draupadi Murmu has said a Vikasit Bharat will only be possible with quality education. She said a society that respects their teachers is a progressive society in right terms. The president was addressing the National Teachers Award Ceremony 2026 in New Delhi on the occasion of Teachers Day today.
हम सब देशवासी विकसित भारत के निर्माण के लक्ष्यों की ओर आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। विश्व स्तरीय शिक्षा व्यवस्था के बल पर ही विकसित भारत का निर्माण संभव है। हमारे शिक्षक शिक्षा व्यवस्था में प्राणवायु का संचार करते हैं। हमारा ये प्रयास होना चाहिए कि हमारे देश में एक भी विद्यार्थी अच्छी शिक्षा के अवसर से वंचित ना हो।
President Murmu added that academic excellence, skill development and entrepreneurship plays a crucial role in the development of the nation. The president noted that establishing India as the skill capital of the world alongside becoming a knowledge power is the priority of the country. Stressing on the importance of knowledge as the greatest source of power, the president said, education empowers individuals to think independently, make informed decisions and contribute meaningfully to the progress of the nation. The president said that dedicated teachers are the frontline nation builders. President Murmu today conferred the National Teachers Awards. 48 selected school teachers from 27 states, 7 union territories and 6 organizations of the central government received the awards. The president also presented national awards to 21 teachers and faculties of higher education institutions and polytechnics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon teachers to go beyond textbooks and play a greater role in preserving childhood while shaping the lives of students. He made these remarks while interacting with the National Teachers Day Award winners in New Delhi yesterday. While sharing the glimpses of the interaction with teachers in a social media post, the Prime Minister emphasized that teachers must ensure that the child within every student remains alive, and for that, they should also preserve the child within themselves. He stressed that bringing about real change in children requires teachers to become a part of their lives rather than limiting themselves to the syllabus.
मैं पूरी शिक्षा जगत से ये कहना चाहता हूँ कि हमें पहले से ज्यादा किताबों से बाहर निकल करके सिलेबस से बाहर निकल करके बच्चों की जिंदगी में घुसना पड़ेगा। बचपन मरने नहीं देना चाहिए और बचपन बनाए रखने का सबसे बड़ा काम टीचर कर सकते। टीचर का काम है कि उसके भीतर का बचपन बना रहे।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the centenary celebrations of Sri Ram College of Commerce, SRCC, in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The flood situation remains critical in Bihar, including in the state capital, Patna. The rising water levels of major rivers in Bihar, including the Ganga, Gandak and Kosi, continue unabated. Flooding has affected 16 districts, while the situation remains serious in 14 districts, including Patna. Relief and rescue operations are underway in the affected districts. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav reviewed the flood and heavy rain situation in Bhopal today. He visited the SDRF State Command Center and spoke to the officials. The Chief Minister reviewed the deployment of rescue teams and directed the NDRF, SDRF and district administration teams to remain fully prepared. The External Affairs Ministry has said 3 more Indian nationals, including a 5-year-old child, have been rescued from the flood-hit Trishuli Bazar area of Nepal, bringing the total count of Indian evacuees to 169. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said yesterday that 275 Indian nationals remain missing. The spokesperson said India has supplied around 95 tons of relief material to Nepal since the devastating flash floods hit the country on the 26th of last month. Meanwhile, the death toll from the floods in the Himalayan nation rose to 1,344 after rescue workers recovered more bodies from the affected areas. In women's cricket, India will take on arch rivals Pakistan in the final Group A clash of T20 Asia Cup at the Dubai International Stadium tonight. The match will begin at 8 p.m. IST. And that's the end of this news bulletin.